One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Fort Monroe, nestled along the shores of the Chesapeake Bay in Hampton, Virginia, is a place steeped in history. For nearly two centuries, its stone walls have stood as silent sentinels, bearing witness to some of the most pivotal moments in American history. Built in 1819, Fort Monroe was designed to protect the Chesapeake Bay and Washington, D.C. from foreign invaders. Its imposing ramparts were meant to withstand cannon fire, but it has also endured the weight of time, carrying with it stories of war, conflict, and, some say, the spirits of those who never left. As dawn breaks over the waters of the bay, Fort Monroe appears serene, its fortifications standing strong against the elements. But beneath this calm exterior lies a far more mysterious presence. Over the years, numerous reports of ghostly sightings, eerie sounds, and unexplained events have surfaced, leading many to believe that Fort Monroe is one of the most haunted military installations in the country. To understand the hauntings, one must first explore the fort's long and storied history. Fort Monroe was constructed as part of the nation's first system of coastal fortifications following the War of 1812, a war that exposed the vulnerability of the United States' eastern seaboard. Named after President James Monroe, the fort was designed by the French engineer Simon Bernard. With its massive stone walls and star-shaped layout, it became the largest stone fort in the United States, a true fortress meant to safeguard the nation from any future threats. During the Civil War, Fort Monroe played a critical role in the Union's efforts to control the Chesapeake Bay. Despite its location in Virginia, a Confederate state, Fort Monroe remained under Union control throughout the war, earning it the nickname Freedom's Fortress. It was here in May of 1861 that Major General Benjamin Butler made a bold decision. When three enslaved men fled from a nearby Confederate camp and sought refuge at Fort Monroe, Butler declared them contraband of war, refusing to return them to their Confederate owners. This action set a precedent, and soon, thousands of enslaved men and women sought refuge at Fort Monroe, turning it into a sanctuary of freedom in the heart of the Confederacy. But the fort's significance didn't end with the war. After the defeat of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, the president of the Confederate States, was captured and imprisoned at Fort Monroe. His imprisonment became a subject of much controversy, with Davis held in solitary confinement in a small casemate cell for 2 years. Some say that the anger and anguish of his confinement left a lasting mark on the fort, one that still lingers to this day. Reports of paranormal activity at Fort Monroe are as old as the fort itself. Perhaps the most famous of these involves the ghost of Jefferson Davis, Over the years, both staff and visitors have reported seeing a shadowy figure dressed in 19th century clothing wandering near the casemate where Davis was held. Cold spots are often felt in the area, and strange noises, like the rattling of chains and footsteps in empty corridors, have been heard echoing through the casemate as if the spirit of Davis himself is still trapped within the walls. One account, from a security guard working the night shift, tells of an eerie encounter in the casemate. The guard was making his rounds when he heard the unmistakable sound of footsteps behind him. Thinking it was a colleague, he turned, but the corridor was empty. The footsteps grew louder, coming closer, but no one was there. The guard continued his patrol, but the strange sensation of being followed remained. As he reached the entrance to the casemate, a sudden chill enveloped him, and for a brief moment, he caught a glimpse of a tall, dark figure standing in the shadows, its eyes fixed on him before vanishing into thin air. The story of Jefferson Davis's imprisonment is not the only one to leave a paranormal imprint on Fort Monroe. The Lady in White, as she has come to be known, is another frequent visitor to the fort's haunted history. Legend has it that the Lady in White is the ghost of a woman who either lost her lover in battle or died tragically within the fort's walls. Her apparition is often seen wandering the ramparts, dressed in a flowing white gown, her form shimmering in the moonlight as she searches for someone or something lost to her forever. One evening, a couple walking near the fort's old officers' quarters reported seeing the Lady in White standing on the ramparts, gazing out over the bay. Her figure was so clear, so real, that they initially thought she was a reenactor in period dress. But as they approached, she faded away into the night, leaving them standing alone in the cold wind, unsure of what they had just witnessed. This apparition has been reported numerous times, always near the same spot, always staring out toward the water, as if waiting for someone to return. The ghosts of Fort Monroe aren't limited to Jefferson Davis or the Lady in White. The fort has seen its share of death and suffering, especially during the Civil War, when soldiers stationed at the fort faced the constant threat of illness and injury. Some of these soldiers, it seems, never left. Visitors to the underground tunnels and casemates have reported seeing figures dressed in military uniforms, their faces obscured, marching silently through the narrow passageways. The sound of distant gunfire and the clinking of swords has been heard echoing through the empty chambers, as if a battle from long ago is still being fought in the fort's forgotten corners. One of the most unsettling areas of Fort Monroe is the old artillery casemate, where cannons once lined the walls, ready to defend the fort from any potential attack. Today, the casemate serves as a museum, but many who have walked its corridors after dark have reported feeling an overwhelming sense of dread, as if something unseen is watching them. Doors have been known to slam shut on their own, and objects move inexplicably, as if pushed by invisible hands. A former curator of the museum recalled a particularly chilling experience one night while closing up. As she locked the doors and prepared to leave, she heard the sound of footsteps echoing through the empty halls. Thinking it was another staff member, she called out, but there was no response. The footsteps continued, growing louder until they seemed to be right beside her. Turning quickly, she found herself alone, but the cold, heavy feeling remained. She left the building in a hurry, convinced that she had encountered one of the fort's restless spirits. Paranormal investigators have long been drawn to Fort Monroe, eager to capture evidence of the ghostly activity that has been reported over the years. Equipped with EVP recorders, thermal cameras, and other devices, these investigators have documented numerous strange phenomena. In one investigation, a team recorded the faint sound of a man's voice coming from within the old casemate where Jefferson Davis was held. The voice, though barely audible, seemed to say, "Let me out," as if pleading for release from an invisible prison. Thermal cameras have also picked up unexplained cold spots, particularly near the fort's underground tunnels and casemates. In one instance, a thermal image captured a shadowy figure standing in a doorway, though no one was present at the time. Investigators have also reported sudden drops in temperature, objects moving on their own, and the distinct feeling of being watched, particularly in areas associated with tragedy and death. Despite the overwhelming number of ghostly encounters, there are skeptics who believe that Fort Monroe's haunted reputation is nothing more than a product of its long and dramatic history. Some argue that the fort's age, combined with its complex architecture, naturally leads to strange sounds and sensations. The underground tunnels, for example, are known to amplify sound, making it easy for distant footsteps or echoes to seem closer than they are. The thick stone walls and narrow passageways can create drafts leading to sudden temperature changes that might be mistaken for paranormal activity. But for those who have experienced the unexplainable at Fort Monroe, skepticism offers little solace. The apparitions, the cold spots, the eerie sounds, these are not mere figments of the imagination. There is something about Fort Monroe that feels different, as though the past is still very much alive within its walls. Whether it's the lingering presence of Jefferson Davis, the mourning lady in white, or the restless spirits of soldiers long dead, Fort Monroe seems to be a place where the boundary between the living and the dead is thinner than we'd like to believe. Today, Fort Monroe remains a treasured historical site. Its significance to American history, undeniable. Visitors from across the country come to walk its ancient ramparts, explore its underground tunnels, and learn about the fort's role in shaping the nation. But for those who venture into its darkened corners, there is a sense that Fort Monroe holds more than just history. It holds the echoes of lives lived and lost, of battles fought and won, of love and tragedy that have left their mark on this hallowed ground. As the sun sets over the Chesapeake Bay and the shadows lengthen across the fort's stone walls, Fort Monroe grows quiet. The tourists leave, the gates close, and the night begins to settle in. But for those who listen closely, Fort Monroe is never truly silent. In the stillness of the night, the sounds of the past come alive. The distant echo of footsteps in the corridors, the soft murmur of voices in the casemates, the faint figure of a woman in white, forever searching the ramparts for someone she lost long ago. At Fort Monroe, history is never far away. It is all around you, sometimes seen, sometimes felt, but always present, lingering just beneath the surface.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.